talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, we're going to start in Colorado. There is a county in Colorado called Mesa County, and it is a very screwed up county, very Republican county, but that's not the reason it's screwed up. It's a screwed up county because a lot of these Republican officials appear to have dialed into the big lie. The rigging lie. Tina Peters, who was their clerk, had been arrested. Remember, she let unauthorized people come in, published passwords, secret passwords, to get to anybody. These things were published on right-wing websites. Anybody could get into their election data, manipulate it. The Secretary of State in Colorado stepped in to intervene. Tina Peters was arrested and charged. She's out on bond pending her trial. But when you're out on bond, you have conditions on that bond. There's certain things you can and can't do, you know, depending on what you did. I mean, if it were a violent thing, which this was not, you could be told you can't come within 2 miles of the person that you were harassing, you know, that kind of thing. Well, part of her bond was that she could not travel out of state without prior permission of I assume it was the probation office. She could not travel out of state without advance permission. She traveled out of state to go to a conspiracy theory conference. Mike Lindell, I think, and others were streaming it on their websites. He's the MyPillow guy. I've never understood why he's still at large. Why he isn't sleeping on a prison pillow. He has his hooks in his nose in all of this stuff, and somehow he snuck out. Well, we'll see. But in any event, Tina Peters went to this thing without prior permission, and now there's an arrest warrant out to get her and to revoke her probation. Right, I should say, revoke her freedom on bond pending trial. She hasn't even been sentenced yet. She hasn't been convicted yet. Bad news. Well, Colorado has now ordered Mesa County, Colorado, and all of the applicable officials not to use their voting machines. Their voting machines now are trash. They're going to have to be shredded. They're going to have to be replaced. And then that's going to be very expensive. Remember, they had to do that in Arizona, in Phoenix, when that crooked group came in, QAnon group, saying they were going to do an audit, and they took ballots, they took them up to some cabin in Montana. You remember all that. They looked at the ballots. There was nothing wrong with any of the ballots. They were looking for bamboo, seeing if in the paper, seeing if the ballots came from China. It didn't. Those voting machines, because they were given access to them, were shredded. They had to buy new ones for millions of dollars. When you let the Republicans have the voting machines, you cannot trust them. You cannot trust them. They have to be shredded, metal shredded, and replaced at great expense. Well, in Mesa County, they've just done that. They've just done it because unauthorized people were permitted into the database. One of the things, and this is something really to ponder, and I don't think we have a problem in Wisconsin, but there are conspiracy freaks around the country who are so deluded, so willing, frankly, to stab our democracy in the back, that, and some of them are in clerk-type positions. There are 13 candidates for Secretary of State in the coming election, if they get in, are conspiracy freaks. But it'd be very easy for a clerk a QAnon clerk, conspiracy freak clerk, to permit Mike Lindell type conspirators in to look around, and that compromises that voting machine. That compromises that database. One of the things that occurs to me is the Ruskies back in 2016, I don't know if you remember this, but it not only hacked into our election, hacked into Hillary Clinton's emails and so forth, but there were obvious attempts at their hacking into databases, and they did get in to some governmental database up in Stevens Point, but it had to do with, I'm not sure if it was unemployment comp claims or something that was employment driven, but they and Iran and China continue to try this. Well, they don't have to try very hard in Mesa County, Colorado. And Mesa County, Colorado can't be alone. It's statistically improbable that there's one county out of all 50 states that has crooked people running the elections. I know of none in Wisconsin. We have an honest culture. And I know of none in particular anywhere else, although some like Arizona, some like in the Phoenix area, for some reason permitted in this QAnon group out of Georgia to, quote, do an audit, end quote, the cyber audit, cyber ninjas, remember them, on the election. They permitted that. For some reason, Merrick Garland didn't go in and stop it and say, this is a presidential election. Get your mitts off it. We're not going to have QAnon from Georgia come in. I'll tell you what, let's go to Ohio. The Republican Party, quite frankly, and I'm talking about the way it's turned into a crypto-fascist party, I'm not talking about Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. I'm not even talking about Mitt Romney, some other people who are stalwarts, believe in the Constitution. And the reason I even say Mitt Romney, there are a lot of things he does I don't like, but he did vote to convict Trump twice after impeachment, one on Ukraine, one on January 6th. He did do that. He stands up to Trump, thinking of running for a third-party effort to draw votes from Trump if he runs again. But in Ohio, they have a piece of work named J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance wrote a book called Hillbilly Elegy, and everybody thought, oh, great, you know, he's an intellectual. He's no intellectual. This guy is a fraud. This guy started out by attacking Trump, and everybody thought he believes in our democracy, and then he went full frontal Trump. He had a lip lock on Trump. Trump endorsed him. He got through a primary. Now he's running against Tim Ryan, great congressman. Tim Ryan is slightly ahead of him. Tim's got to win. Ohio's a tough state. He's got to win. But anyway, here's what J.D. Vance does, and this is what they do all around the country. J.D. Vance had part of his platform was privatized Medicare and Medicaid. Privatize them. Instead of you ever getting Social Security, you'll pay money into the equivalent of a 401k. And it'll be managed by Wall Street. Wall Street charges, 1.5%, 2% fee on all assets under management, even if they lose money. They trade in derivatives. They trade in swaptions. They short stocks. At the end of the year, you might have lost 10% of your stake, and they still will charge 2% of the remainder. Now, people on the Republican Party will go, well, we're not going to permit them to do that. We're going to make sure they're in safe investments and low fee. Ah, baloney. Baloney. You think Morgan Stanley's going to settle for that? Give me a break. Give me a break. That's not what we're going to do. But J.D. Vance wanted to do that, and he also wanted to privatize Medicare. You wouldn't get Medicare anymore under J.D. Vance. What he would do is he'd say, all right, you get $8,000 a year in an account, and you can buy private insurance with it. Take care of yourself. People are going to get cheated up the wazoo. Have you ever tried to put in a claim to an insurance company? They do everything they can not to cover it. Then they nickel and dime you. You need a lawyer in the family to even have them answer the phone. This is what J.D. Vance wanted to do. Well, the other day he goes, I've changed my mind. I no longer believe in privatizing Medicare and Medicaid. and so therefore vote for me. This guy is a fraud. This guy is a complete fraud, just like Mehmet Oz, the Turkish-American guy over in Pennsylvania, running against Fetterman, John Fetterman, excellent guy. Mehmet Oz did not serve in the American military, but he served in the Turkish military. And he was born in the United States, but he said, I believe in Turkey, I'll serve in their military. And he votes in Turkish elections because Turkey permits people of Turkish descent around the world to vote in their elections. And he didn't vote in American elections for several cycles. And he goes, well, I'm a TV personality, Dr. Oz. Vote for me in Pennsylvania, even though I'm a Turkish veteran. Vote in Turkey. And even though I live in New Jersey. I'm not kidding. This is what he's saying. J.D. Vance is going, vote for me because I no longer believe in privatizing Medicare and Medicaid. You know, at some point, when do you wake up? Really, when does the electorate wake up? I mean, in this state, you have Ron Johnson, who wanted to privatize Medicare and Medicaid, and now he's silent about it. Ron Johnson sends in fake electors from Michigan as well as Wisconsin. How did he get the Michigan electors? He doesn't represent Michigan. It's part of a group in the Republican Party. It's part of their strategy. These are the kinds of Senate candidates they have. These are the kinds of the Senate candidates they have. You cannot vote for a Republican for the Senate. We should be able to flip these seats. We should be able to flip them. Pennsylvania, that was Toomey's seat. We should be able to flip that. He was a Republican. We should be able to beat J.D. Vance, and we should be able to beat Ron Johnson. So there you have it. Be aware of the skullduggery they are up to. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on.